I almost have no hesitation in calling an automatically acting factor for the possible saving from total ruination of many thousands of people of both sexes in various countries of Europe, Asia, and America. In this introductory book of the third series, I shall reveal the quintessence of 7 lecture talks, 4 of which were delivered by me at the end of 1930 and the beginning of 1931, and 3 others at the end of 1931 and the beginning of 1932. For the readers of this series of my writings, no matter to which degree of consciousness they should rank themselves, in my opinion, it would not be superfluous for them to know, amongst other things, from which of my conceptions and instinctive suppositions was derived that sentence used by me above to acquit myself with great nature. The sentence, which almost involuntarily burst forth from me, arose and took shape from the totality of my instinctive and conscious convictions that by this act, that is to say, by creating this third and last series of my writings, I rely and hope to fulfill, firstly, the chief, in my opinion, duty of a man who has reached responsible age, and which consists in preparing infallibly for posterity, according to one's individuality, certain profitable instructions. And secondly, I hope to justify worthily, this latter being quite subjective, the sense of all my past intentional labours and conscious renunciations of all kinds of benefits which are crystallised generally in the life of contemporary people, which have always been very easily obtainable for me. And finally, thirdly, in the moment of my last breathing, to experience with no possible mental or instinctive doubt the impulse sacred for man, which was called by the ancient Essenes impartial self-satisfaction. In order that in the mentation of the readers of the first book of this edifyingly instructive series of my writings, of course in the mentation of those readers who, as soon as they got acquainted with my writings, were guided by and closely followed my advices, there will arise for better orientation and an easier logical confrontation of what will follow this something, which existed on earth before the Babylonian civilization in a branch of science named theomatosa, and which was also called a vivifying factor for objective assuming. I want, first of all, to try for their inner sight to depict by a verbal description such data, the totality of which might help them to represent in relief and clearly understand 2 facts which occurred in the process of my ordinary life during the time of my writing activity. The first of these facts is that just at the beginning of my writing activity, after the great misfortune which occurred to me, when I liquidated everything connected formerly with my previous form of conscious activity for the welfare of those around me and began to write, just from that time on, I particularly began to avoid all kinds of meetings and to shun conversations with people who in any manner had become aware of my ideas and naturally wished to speak to me in order to become better acquainted with them. I took this measure from the very beginning with the purpose of not receiving, or at least of receiving in a smaller degree, the shocks upon my mental associations of these, so to say, rarefied abstract questions, concerning which, during the last years in my talks with various people, I had to adapt myself to their different degrees of comprehension, acquiring thus, in regard to these questions, almost an automatism. And I also took this measure in order generally to keep from taking in the ordinary